This is a defamation lawsuit. Our plaintiff is Dr. Wolfgang Wodak. I don't know if you've heard about him. He's the person who more or less single-handedly stepped in 12 years ago when something very similar to what's happening now was about to happen, namely the swine flu. He's the one who was then in a position of political power. He was a member of the German parliament, and he was also a member of the Council of Europe. And he managed back then to stop things from getting any worse, even though it had gotten pretty bad at the time that he stepped in, because they were already vaccinating people with a hastily invented vaccine, which eventually did a lot of damage to, I think, 700 children here in Europe. They're now permanently disabled, suffering from narcolepsy. But he's the one who stopped this. And he did great work showing to the general population throughout the world that even then this so-called swine flu wasn't any worse, was just a mild flu eventually, and that's what we believe this is. So we're doing two things. We're killing two birds with one stone. On the one hand, we're protecting Dr. Wodak, who is back in the picture now, back and who's visible now for the general public, because, as I said, he's the one who did a great job 12 years ago unmasking, so to speak, the swine flu. And at the same time, we're attacking the people who are behind this staged pandemic by attacking the PCR tests.
So when you say that you're attacking the PCR tests, what you're saying is you're doing that through a defamation lawsuit, if I'm understanding this correctly, saying Dr. Voda is being attacked on social media or censored or defamed on social media because of statements he's making about the PCR tests. Therefore, we are suing for defamation in order to force those fact checkers to present their evidence as to why these statements that he has made about PCR tests are untrue. Do I have that correct?
Precisely. And you even got the burden of proof correct, because it's up to them to prove that he's lying. But the complaint that we've written is very well stocked with lots of evidence already. Testimony and expert testimony and publications by experts in scientific journals, including Professor Kemmerer, who is a biologist and immunologist at the University of Würzburg here in Germany, including Dr. Mike Yeadon. You may have heard of him. He's a former vice president of Pfizer, and I think he was, for 16 years, he was their chief science officer. But there's others as well. So this is not something to be taken lightly, and I think the other side will know this once they read this.
I think what's interesting, because obviously, you know, it, just to be clear here as a disclaimer, you know, I have no evidence that PCR tests don't work. I have no evidence that they're flawed. Having said that, this strategy is very interesting to me because of the fact that the fact checkers, let's be clear about this, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in the UK or here in the United States, right, or Australia, the fact checkers themselves never seem to present evidence as to any of the reasons why information is removed or censored, taken down, you know, thrown down the memory hole. That burden has never been placed on them legally to say, we have proof that the person here is lying. They simply label you as someone who is untruthful or spreading misinformation. So the fact that they would be required to then come forward and present evidence that proves one thing or another, do you believe that you are setting a precedent by doing this that can be followed, almost a blueprint that could be followed in other countries as well?
Excellent. You got it. You hit it right on the spot. That's precisely what we're doing. That's why this is going to be a precedent. This is one of many, many, many complaints we're going to file here in Germany and throughout Europe through the other law firms in all the German speaking countries, Australia, Switzerland. Austria, Switzerland, but also the other countries' lawyers who we cooperate with. But this same complaint is going to be used, or a large part of it is also going to be used by our American and Canadian colleagues, because in the meantime, everybody agrees, all the lawyers who have kind of dug into this all of them agree that the PCR test is the cornerstone of this entire hoax.
Is there any evidence that you can provide today that shows the PCR tests don't work?
Yeah, there's no scientist in this entire world who will claim that a PCR test can detect infections. PCR tests are not designed for diagnostic purposes. They're not admitted for diagnostic purposes. I've seen all the videos by the inventor of the PCR. A PCR test is a great tool. It makes things visible to the human eyes, which are otherwise not visible, by amplifying it, by making those molecules that you take with these swabs larger, so that eventually you can see what this is all about. But they are not in any way capable of telling you anything about infections, in particular not when these PCR tests are set at more than 25 cycles. Everybody agrees, because cycles of amplification, that is. Everybody agrees, including the New York Times, which is part of the mainstream media, which, again, as Bobby Kennedy just alluded to, is apart from investing their money in the pharmaceutical and tech industry, they've also, the other side, I'm calling them, they've also invested much of their money in the mainstream media. But even the New York Times, in an article that was published in August of this year, agrees that anything beyond 35 cycles is completely and utterly unscientific and completely useless. Now, the tests we're talking about, the infamous Drosten test, which is what the so-called Professor Drosten here from Charité University in Berlin invented in order to show the world that by using these tests, you can see infections, you can detect infections. This test was used worldwide because it was pushed by the WHO as a sort of gold standard to find out about how many infections there are with COVID-19.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Reiner Puhlmich, thank you so much for taking the time today. And personally, I wish you great luck in your lawsuit against those tech companies and their censorship. I think it's needed badly, not just in Germany, but worldwide. Thank you.
Well, guys, that's our episode for today. We have several more of these interviews. We'll be releasing them all week long. Again, these different issues surrounding the coronavirus and mask wearing, and of course, the issue of the vaccines that are on their way. We're going to have much more in the next couple of days. In the meantime, if you want to make sure that you're able to stay up to date every time one of these episodes comes out, if you text that number below, we will send reports to you every time a new one comes out directly to your mobile. It is the best way to get around social media censorship. We'll be right back.